I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. The Fall General Assembly of U.S. Bishops has been met with protesters calling for change in the church, with some suggesting that all the bishops should offer the resignation similar to what the bishops of Chile did. Many protesters also criticized the Vatican for having the bishops delay their vote on two proposals focused on the response to clergy sex abuse. BishopAccountability.org, Ending Clergy Abuse, and Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, also known as SNAP, were a few of the groups represented at the various demonstrations. Hamas and other militant groups announced that they have accepted an Egyptian-organized ceasefire. The announcement follows an intense 24-hour exchange between Israeli airstrikes and Hamas launching hundreds of rockets into Israel. There is no word yet from Israel whether they have accepted the ceasefire. The terms of the deal were simple, with each side promising to exchange quiet for quiet. The latest round of fighting, the heaviest since 2014, was started after a mishandled undercover Israeli raid into Gaza Sunday night, in which 7 Palestinian militants and a high-ranking Israeli officer were killed. A new report by the FBI shows a 17% increase in hate crimes in 2017, the third year in a row there has been an increase. The report states that over 7,100 hate crimes were reported last year. Increases were seen in attacks that were motivated by race, religion, and a person's sexual orientation. In religion-based hate crimes, there was a 23% increase, and in anti-Jewish crimes, a 37% rise. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker responded to the report, saying it was a, quote, call to action, and the crimes were, quote, despicable violations of our core values as Americans. Pope Francis has named Archbishop Charles Scicluna of Malta to be adjunct secretary of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. Archbishop Scicluna is widely respected as an abuse investigator within the church and is expected to be a part of a February meeting on child protection in which all presidents of national bishops' conferences will be in attendance. The Vatican also announced that Scicluna would continue to serve as the archbishop for the Malta Archdiocese. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.